Yedidei Yeshua, Kesed, Rachamim, V'Shalom, Aleichem. Beloved of Jesus, grace, mercy, and peace be upon you. At the heart of Deuteronomy 6:4 are four words in Hebrew. Four simple words. Today we're going to talk about five simple words for deal breakers. But in Deuteronomy, we have four of these words. Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Yahweh our God, Yahweh one. This morning I wish to pause and consider, what does the larger context of these four words tell us about their meaning? Monday, Dr. Gieschen talked about the mission to Gentiles in Acts. Today, we are going back to its beginning. God's ancient covenant people were born out of a culture of many gods. We know this from Genesis and Exodus and from history. The patriarchal narrative tells us how this began. Yahweh graciously called Abraham to leave his homeland and to follow him. Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. Abraham responded to God. Later, Abraham confessed, I have sworn to Yahweh, God Most High, maker of heaven and earth. Abraham lifted his hand in oath to Yahweh, indicating his trust in and accountability to God alone. Yahweh's own statements confirmed this relationship, established on the basis of God's gracious choice and gift. For instance, God said, Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your very great reward. God called, and Abraham responded in faith and obedience. The story continued with Abraham's descendants. The Exodus narrative demonstrates that Yahweh is God Almighty. He graciously saved the Israelites from their bondage, while at the same time proving that the gods of Egypt were powerless. Just before that first Passover, Yahweh said, On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh. God demonstrated his deity and his love by his acts of redemption. Other gods did not save them, only Yahweh. Later at Sinai, God speaks again to Moses and the Israelites. The very heart of the entire covenant can be summed up by God's self-revelation on the mountain. I am Yahweh, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. This statement is the primary motivation clause of the Sinai covenant. And I would say of the entire Tanakh, that is the Old Testament. On the basis of all that God had promised and had done for the Israelites, he had a rightful claim on their trust and allegiance. They were to have no other gods. The new generation that Moses is addressing in our text was included in this story. Moses refers to them as if they were alive and present when the events of the deliverance and the inception of the covenant happened. Moses repeats the commandments first given at Sinai with this very important motivation clause in Deuteronomy 5, placing this new generation under the same calling. And not only their generation, but all the following generations were brought through the sea and came under the covenant when they were circumcised in Yahweh's name. They also owed God their allegiance to fear and to love God alone. So this text became a key text for all the ancient covenant people. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh exclusively. You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Thus we see that exclusivity grounded in God's gracious election and redemption is a key aspect of Torah. Sadly, Exodus shows us that the Israelites failed at Sinai almost immediately. They shattered the covenant by turning to an idol. They even attributed their salvation to this idol. God came very close to destroying them for their violation of the covenant. It didn't stop there. The following generations also failed, just like their fathers. The story of Israel's history is a story of human failure. They repeatedly committed the deal breaker of worshiping other gods with unrepentant, obstinate, and disobedient hearts. So they went into exile. We claim this heritage as followers of Messiah. We confess that the Shema, that is Deuteronomy 6:4, is scripture and therefore true for us also. Sadly, just like Israel, our confession and our actions are often in disagreement. We also have hearts that lust after another god. God graciously calls us to faith through His Word and brings us through the sea from slavery to freedom in our baptism. We enter into a new covenant with Him when His name is placed upon us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We invoke God frequently by this Trinitarian formula. Yet we wish to do our own things so much of the time, to be left to make our own decisions and to act on the basis of our own desires. Our idol is ourselves. We are deal breakers. However, the narrative shows us that there is hope, even for deal breakers. God revealed Himself again at Sinai in Exodus 34, after their apostasy, saying, "Yahweh, Yahweh, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." This is one of the great confessional verses of the Tanakh. One of the key terms of this verse is our fifth word, kesed. As the narrative proceeds, we find that God forgave them, restored the covenant relationship, went with this people into the land, dwelling among them because of kesed, His steadfast love. After punishing them with exile, He brought them back to the land, preparing the way for the Messiah because of His kesed. Messiah Yeshua, the Anointed One, whose name means salvation, came and made the final, complete atonement for the idolatry of humankind. So now God's kesed, first revealed in the Tanakh, and now fully revealed in Yeshua, might be shown to all humans. And we all need His kesed continually because we all sin. We break faith with the Lord repeatedly, just like the Israelites. But God calls us again and again, offering forgiveness and a fresh start. We deal breakers have a new opportunity to respond in faith to God's kesed by confessing and living the truth that Yahweh is our God, Yahweh exclusively. Through His steadfast love, may it be so in us. Amen.